Hi, this is Josh with Inside Selling, a podcast about selling without selling your soul. Today, Tito Bort of AltiSales talks about how he booked 37 meetings in 1 month using hyper-personalization. Here's Tito.
You know, with one of our accounts, it's our first month working with a client and we got 37 demos. And it just, the approach was, can we find things that are unique to you and just put them on an email?
Tito, I'm not letting you off the hook with that. Give me details. The audience wants to know what the heck you're talking about. You said 37 meetings. That perked my ears up. Can you give us some examples that you could talk about? What does that mean and how do you do that?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll go very in-depth here. So we're reaching out to university admissions offices, for example, right? And we decided to do a lot of research, and we're not only using kind of like regular data tools to find just their email and phone number, but we're manually going with our team in the Philippines to like their admissions office website to find whatever the pictures of the people. We're going on College Board to find the acceptance rate, the yield, the tuition and fees, the deadlines, the number of years that the college, like is it a 2-year school or a 4-year school? And then like our emails are going saying, let's say something like, hey, Josh, congrats to your new class of 2022. You're a 4-year school, just had admissions happen. According to College Board, your admissions rate is 17%. And 43% of those students accept that end up coming to UCLA or whatever. And then we have looked at every school's like full name and narrowed it down to like just their primary letters, right? Like University of California, Los Angeles is just UCLA. So like when you're getting that email, it's still hyper-personalized. When you read it, it feels written on a one-to-one basis. However, like I'm not necessarily making a personal first impression. It's 0% about me and how excited or happy I am or how self-deprecating and funny I can be. It's much more about like, here's the value I can give you. And if you don't take it, I'm not going to send you 27 emails because I'm going to ruin my relationship. I'm just going to send you 2-3 emails. And if you don't respond, then I'm going to wait 2 or 3 months and then I'm going to send you a video, right? Because I don't want to annoy you too much.
So what's interesting about that approach, Tito, this gets back to what we talked about earlier, which is why I loved it. It's very crispy, right? It's very specific. We talked earlier about not saying, if you're saying increased productivity, you're doing it wrong. This is very crispy and specific. And it sounds like, Tito, I don't know technically how you're doing this, but I'm going to make it simple for the listeners. You know, dear first name, we know how to merge those tags in. It sounds like you're collecting a lot of these attributes somehow, and you're bringing them in at scale. We don't have to get into technically how you're doing that, but at a high level, is that what's going on? You're finding, hey, go look for these 15 or 20 variables and you're literally sucking those into your templates?
Yeah, of course. I mean, and again, I can share. I don't mind. We're using custom fields from like outreach. I'm a big proponent of people using outreach. We find custom fields. We have a team that puts it together in an Excel sheet. We upload the Excel sheet to outreach, and then the template just has custom fields that everything falls into place, right? And allows us to personalize at scale very easily.
Excellent. Now, Tito, are you changing that based on the persona as well? Or in this case, is it really the same message for everyone? Because in a lot of the selling environments that I work in, there's multiple people in which I'm trying to maybe get in front of. And you know, like a VP of sales might care about something differently than a BDR manager, than an AE. Or in this case, is it just a universal truth for your whole audience?
Well, in this specific campaign, we have one persona, which is the university admissions officer who is, you know, doing off-campus events. And it could be the dean or it could be just a individual regional admission officer. But there's not much more to it than the product is simple and it just targets that persona. But like, yeah, if you're selling a CPQ system across, you know, a big company, of course you need the CFO and the head of sales and marketing and support. And then of course, what they care about for that system is going to be vastly different. And you should split the personas.
And Tito, you mentioned something like 35 meetings. Are those coming from these cold call campaigns or are those coming from the phone? Can you speak a little bit about how the phone is in the mix?
16 were phone only, meaning the person had not opened an email. I think 10 were like email only, the person had not picked up the phone. And the other 10 or 11 were a combination of both.
So take this stuff, and if you have questions about it and you'd like to chat with Tito and I, we're here for you. Just hit us up on LinkedIn. Tito, thank you so much. This has been an awesome session.
Thanks, man. It was a lot of fun.